Good morning. Today's daf is daf Samech Tes. So we got six lines down. The Gemara says, Ve'ela Munbaz Shkaga B'mai. We were talking about yesterday the machlokas between Rabbanim and Munbaz with respect to a shogeg. Munbaz had this chiddush that just like mazid, you have to have a yediya while performing the isser. That's mazid. So too, when violating b'shogeg, there's also a yediya, a certain awareness during the violation. So Gemara wants to know, so if you were aware of the isser, so what is the distinction between shogeg and mazid? If you know you did an isser b'shogeg, you know you did an isser b'mazid, isn't that all mazid? So the Gemara, just look at Rashi. Rashi says four narrow lines down. Ela munbaz, damer el, demisha ha'yisalo yediya b'shas ma'isa chayiv chatas. So if a person had an awareness while violating an avera, and he's a chayiv at carbon chatas, the shogeg b'mai. What was the shogeg? He knew about the iser. Ha gavi, says Rashi, ha gavi chatas, shogeg ksiv. There has to be some type of mistake. What was the mistake? So the Gemara says, again, ela munbaz, shogeg b'mai. He made a mistake with respect to carbon. What that means is, Rashi says, the shagah b'carbon, the yodeh shechayv hazadona karis. He knew, if he did the iser on purpose, it's chayv karis. Aval ein yodeh shechayv olah chatas. But he wasn't sure, he was unaware that there's a carbon chatas, and when a person does his b'shogeg, not being aware of that carbon, that is enough to having a lack in yediyah, and therefore he's chayv only a chatas, as opposed to being chayv a karis. So the Gemara then says, Rabbanan shigas carbon lav shmei shiga. Rabbanan say not knowing about a carbon is not considered a shogeg. So Rashi says, lo shmei hashkaga ad shishagag ba'avera atzma. The violation, the forgetfulness, the shiga has to be with respect to the lav, not with respect to the carbon. The carbon's not on the radar with respect to a shogeg. That's just kind of an afterthought. So Rabbanan argue and say, no, there has to be a shiga in terms of the ma'isa avera, not the carbon. So then the Gemara says, so Rabbanan Shiga B'mai. So what type of Shiga has to be in effect according to the Rabbanan to be Chayv? What do you have to be unaware of to be Chayv Achatas? So the Gemara says, this is Machlokes here. Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevin Shishagag Bikaris, Afa Pisha Hizid Belav. They only come to Rabbi Yochanan, it's about being unaware of a Chayv Karis. Even though you were aware that there's a lav, even though there's an Isser Malacha and Isser Shabbos involved, if you didn't know that there was Karis, that's called Shogeg, and one would be Chayv Achatas. So that's Karis. For Rabbi Yochanan to knowing about or not knowing about Karis. Comes along Reish Lakish, Amar Acha Yishkog Bilav Vikaris. You have to be unaware not only of the Karis that comes along, but also you have to be unaware of the lav as well. That's a discussion. Happened to be an interesting discussion here within the Chasam Sofer explains here this concept of whether or not the carbon, according to Rabbanan, whether the carbon plays an important role or not. It really comes to the point of whether carbon is a punishment, it's attached to lav, or it's really more of a chas rachmana. So according to some, Chasam Sofer explained that a carbon, one approach of understanding a carbon is not a punishment, it's actually chas rachmana. The Torah gave you a way out to just to undo your aver by being a carbon. It's a chesed from Hashem. So if you didn't know about it, that's not called part of the aver, that's a chesed from Hashem. It's only if it's the avera or the onesh. So knowing about the lav and knowing about the kares, those are onshim, those are the isurim. But a carbon, that's a rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, the carbon plays no role. But what does play a role? It has to be part of the lav. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to not know about the kares. It's a shiga on the kares. It's what Shchayv Achatas. Well, Reish Lakish requires both the kares and knowing about the lav are the criteria necessary for being Chayv a Chata. Just to see that in Rashi, just to reaffirm this, Rashi says, shiga, according to Rabbanan, debay shiga ba'aveira atzma shiga b'may kamri. Which type of shiga is at play for the Rabbanan? Shiga b'kula milsa b'lav the kares, or b'kares l'chudeh. Is there shiga with respect to the lav and kares, or only not knowing about the kares? That's sufficient grounds to be chayv achatas. And to which Rashi explains here, came in the shishaga b'kares, afagav shizid b'lav, even as long as there was an unawareness of kares, even though he was aware of the lav, she'oz ha'karbon ala kares huba, says Rashi. The carbon comes because of the kares. Kedamino la'ose b'shkaga, v'samechle, ha'nefesh ashetase v'gomer, goes on to say v'nichrasa. So we connect the shiga to the kares, that's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, or Reish Lakish says it has to be the kares plus the lav. So how does Reish Lakish know this? So we just brought a pasuk that the shiga is connected to kares, according to Rabbi Yochanan. What about Reish Lakish? Asks the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava says, my time of Reish Lakish. Why does he require also a shiga on the lav? So he invokes the pasuk Amar Kra Asher Lo Tasena V'Ashem. Lo Tasena is a lav. So the drush is Ad Sheyishkog Belav V'Kares Sheba. It has to be a lav, a shiga, both on the kares, like the pasuk that Rashi quotes, and on the lav as well. Again, Asher Lo Tasena B'Shkaga. The shogeg is on the lav too. You need both of them. So the Gemara says, now Rabbi Yochanan Hai Kra the Reish Lakish Mai Avit Lei. What does Rabbi Yochanan use? What does he do with the pasuk Reish Lakish? So Mibar Lei Tznidid L'Chedatanya. The Baraita teaches us this is a Gemara that appears at several places throughout Shas. It says the Chedatanya Me'am Haaretz. It says in the pasuk Me'am Haaretz. It goes on to say as follows: Me'am Haaretz Ba'asos Achas Mivitzes Hashem Lo Tasinu Va'Hashem. So the beginning of the pasuk is important. Vim Nefesh Achas Techeteh. Bishkaga, if a person makes a mistake, me'am haaretz. What's me'am haaretz? Me is always from. It's always an exclusion. Some people are chayv chavdas, but not all people. So the Tanakhama says, me'am haaretz prat lemumar. A person to a mumar, a person who does not follow Torah mitzos, he does not bring a carbon. That's according to Tanakhama. But according to the second opinion, Rabbi Shimon's Joshua, which is who Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like, he invokes Asher lo tasena bishkaga v'ashem, one who doesn't do an aveira and is bishogeg, so he darshins hashev midiaso mevi karban ashkaga. So one who, had he known he was doing something wrong, he would have went back and not brought a shogeg. Lo shemidiaso, had he known it was an isser, he still would not have went back. He would not have listened. He's a mumar. He doesn't care. So what comes out here is the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon both agree that a mumar doesn't bring a karbon. The question becomes, what's the source? So the Tanakama holds it's me'am haaretz. Rabbi Shimon learns it from Lo Tasenu Bishkaga. So Rabbi Shimon uses this pasuk. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. This pasuk doesn't teach me you need to be a shogeg belav. This pasuk teaches me that a mumar is exempt from bringing a karbon, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the pasuk. Gemara now halfway down, Samech Tes Amun Alf says as follows. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Avos Melachos Arba'im Chaser Achas. So we have the Mishnah in a couple days from now that they're 40 minus 1, again 39, Melachos on Shabbos, Vavinam Ba, Minano, not Lamali. I know how to count. You don't need to tell me what's the need for the count. So I think this is the Yushalmi. It's not the Yushalmi, the Zerambam says this, but there's a Yushalmi somewhere that doesn't ask these questions about counts. Now the Rambam, you see, oftentimes he just tells you there are a certain amount of lavim here, sometimes in the beginning of the halacha, sometimes to the end. He'll recap things with numbers, because the reason is the Yushalmi says numbers are just very easy to remember. Once you know that there's a number in mind, it helps you give like a digit to remember the digit, and then you start figuring out and plugging in which 49, which 39 malachas, which 49 days, which numbers are used all the time, how many lavim there are in Avodah Zarah. These are numbers used as a technique for remembering. So this Yushalmi, I don't know if it's again here in Shabbos, but somewhere in the Yushalmi, the importance of numbers helping remember. But here in the Babli wants to know, Havinam ba minyana lamali, why do you need to tell me the number? I can count on my own. So the Gemara says, Vamar b'yochanan shim asan kulum behelam echad, chayv akol achas ve'achas. The person violates all 39 malachas in one helam, with one lapse of mind, he's chayv 39 malachas. So the Gemara says, Heichem mishkachas, how do you find such a case? Bezadon Shabbos, he was aware of Shabbos, so you don't get a chatas on Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, but shigas malachas, but he was unaware of the malacha. So since the shogeg was on each malacha of Zareya and Chorish and Kotz and so on, he's chayv a separate shigas chatas on each malacha. So Bishma, this makes sense. The Rebbe Yochanan Damar Kevin Sheshaga Bekaris Ava Pi Shehizid Belav. So we could have such a case. This makes sense to Rebbe Yochanan, where he says all you need to do is be shogeg on the karis, even though you were aware of the lav. Bishkachas la Kegon the Yoda la the Shabbos Belav. He knew that it was Shabbos. So again, it has to be a case where there's an awareness of Shabbos. Because if you remember from yesterday's daf, the Mishnah says if a guy didn't know it was even Shabbos, he only chayv one. What was the first violation? The first violation is Shabbos. If I don't know it's Shabbos, I don't know Shabbos exists, or I don't know it's Shabbos at all, I'm only chayv one, because you can't even discuss malachas without discussing Shabbos. So it has to be a case where you know it's Shabbos, you're aware it's Shabbos, and the next violation is, you didn't know the malachas. So for Rabbi Yochanan, you knew it was Shabbos. So that's Mezid and Shabbos. The shogeg is only on the malacha. So this all makes sense. But Ella, the Reish Lakish, Damar Ad Sheyishkog Belav Ubekaris, the other way is the Shabbos, B'mai Diyata. According to Reish Lakish, the only time you're chayv a chatas is if you're both aware, if you forgot rather, if there's a shogeg on the lav and also a shogeg on the karis, which means you didn't even know it was Shabbos. You didn't know there any lavim on Shabbos. And you didn't even know that there's karis. So if there's no lavim on Shabbos, no karet on Shabbos, so the shogeg is not on the melachos. The shogeg is on Shabbos. You don't know anything about Shabbos. It doesn't exist. There's no lav. There's no karis. So if the only shogeg is on the yom of Shabbos, you only chayv one. What's a case where you know Shabbos exists, you're hated on the Shabbos, but you're shogeg the melachos? Again, it can't be knowing the lav. It can't be knowing the karis, because that's what you have to forget for Reish Lakish. Should look at Rashi just to make this clear. I think Rashi says, if you look at Bishma, the Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Shiga, Kares Shema Shiga, just not being aware of the Kares, that's enough to make it Shiga, Shogig, Mishkachas Lazadon Shabbos, Belav, and you knew it was Shabbos with respect to Lav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shigas and Malachos, Bekrisos, and you forgot the Malachos with respect to the Kares of each Malacha. The Odeila Shabbos, Shehuzar Al Halav, and you knew Shabbos existed, you knew there's a Lav in Shabbos, Osha Kulon Oshel Achas Mam, you knew all the Lavim of Malachos, or you knew some of them. But the other Shabbos b'mai, according to Reish Lakish, halo b'kul and shagig, according to Reish Lakish, the only way to speak of a chadas is if you didn't know any of Shabbos. Kisavar shekol amites melachos mutar. You thought all the melachos are mutar. If all the melachos are mutar, that's what you thought. So then, where was the shogeg with respect to melachos? So the Gemara says, no, you knew Shabbos existed as a day. B'mai yada b'tchumim v'aliva aliva der b'kiva. There's machlokis in many places in Shas, whether or not the violation of Tchum and going outside the Tchum is a violation on a Dirabana level or a Deraisa level. And according to Bikiva, it's a Deraisa violation, and therefore if you knew that Shabbos existed with respect to Tchumim, with respect to how far you walked, Tchumim is not Malacha. So you didn't know Malachas, you're shogeg by the Lava Malachas, you're shogeg by the Karis, you thought all that was Mutter, so Shabbos didn't exist with respect to Malachas. But with respect to Tchum, Shabbos existed. So you were aware of Shabbos. So once you're aware of Shabbos, the Shabbos exists. But then you were shogeg on each of the malachas. So now one is chayv on each separate malacha. So now there are a number of questions. All the Rishonim ask, well, why didn't you know Shabbos existed with respect to another halacha? Meaning, look at Tosis, for example, on the bottom, the Yodah le-Betchumim. Tosis is lomot to the meimar, the Yodah le-Bedeisi, but he not mechayv chadas, the Birashi Perakama, interesting sugya, if you remember, Davav, I'm not going to go into it right now. But then he says, Teimah le-Ri. Damai lo kamar the other lo Shabbos ba'aseh. There's also an aseh to preserve Shabbos. Dichsiv v'yom ashri tishbos uksiv nami ushmartem es haShabbos. Why wasn't that an answer? Tchumim works according to Bikiva, but why not say there's also a mitzvah aseh of tishbos, a mitzvah aseh of tishmor, keeping Shabbos? Why wasn't that sufficient? So he just ends off at tzarech ian. The Ritva says, why don't you say with respect to the zachor? We know there's also the element of mitzvah aseh of keeping Shabbos, of Kiddush and the three meals and the Havdalah. Why wasn't he aware of Shabbos with respect to that? So the Ritva is mechadish something very interesting. He says, in of Kiddush and Havdalah and Oneg Achila, those things are not standalone mitzvahs. Those are only results, they're offshoots of the Issur Melacha. Shabbos, by essence, is about Issurim, what not to do. So how to remember Shabbos? By Havdalah and Kiddush. But according to the Ritva, the Havdalah and Kiddush are attached to the Issur Melacha. They go hand in hand with the Issur Melacha, and therefore even those which are says, those are really Be'etzem Lavim, which is a big Chiddush, which is not crazy to say. We know the Gemara tells us, Shamar V'zachar V'dibur Echa, that they're very much intertwined, but one could have said that maybe they're separate. In theory, one could suggest, let's say, is there such a concept, could a person say Kiddush Avdallah if he's violating all the Lavim? If the guy goes against all of Shabbos, is there such a keem of a Zachar if he's not keeping Shabbos? I didn't look into it, I'm just saying, in theory, you could say there's separate points. You could have a guy who's not keeping Shabbos, but he's still being yotzei the mitzvah of Zachor, but Kiddush and Avdallah. According to the Devot, what seems to say, if a guy's not keeping Shabbos, he's not keeping the Melachas, then Memela, the Zechira, the Zachor aspect, is not fulfilled either. Okay, let's go further now. The Gemara now says, more than halfway down the Amud Aleph here, Man Tana, who's the one who holds the Lahad the Tan, the Rabban, the Bryce, the Shagag, Bezeh, Bezeh, Zeh, Shogig, Hamur, Retorah. Guy forgot about this and that. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Zehu Shogig Hamur B'Torah, and six, five narrow lines up, Klomer, Heichad the Shogig B'Shabbos Uben Melachos. He was unaware of Shabbos, unaware of Melachos, Ein Kan Lo Din V'Lo Dayan, the Kantar, Vein Lecha Shogig Gezeh, that's the greatest type of Shogig. Back to the Braisa, Heizim B'Zeh B'Zeh, the guy was aware of Shabbos, he was aware of the Melachos, Zuhi Mezid Hamur B'Torah, that's the classic case of Mezid referred to in the Torah. Shagig b'Shabbos v'hizim b'Melachos. He was unaware of Shabbos, but did the Melachos on purpose. Oh, sheshagig b'Melachos. He was unaware of the Melachos, but hizim b'Shabbos. Oh, she'amar yodea nishim Melachos u'asur. I knew the Melachos were asur. Aval ein yodea shechayavim aleha karbon. Oh, lo, I was unaware of the carbon element chayiv, one is chayiv in that case of a carbon. So who is that? Who's the one who says one who shogeg on the carbon is chayiv chatas? That's krimunbaz, like we said on the top of the amun. Amar Abai, Abai now says, akol moldim is shivus bitui. Person who says makes a shivus bitui, he makes a shivus, he's going to eat something and doesn't eat it, where he said, I did eat something, but I didn't eat something. These are violations of a person who makes a shivus incorrectly. So the din is he's chayiv achatas. So Amar Abai, akol moldim is shivus bitui, shein chayavim ala karbon ashe yishka bilav shiba. So everyone agrees that with respect to Shavuot Bitoy, then not knowing about the lav, the Shigas lav is enough. Because we said above, remember, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we needed to have the shogeg on the karis, the lav didn't make any difference. Reish Lakish required the lav plus the karis. But here, with respect to Shavuot Bitoy, everyone agrees that the lav's enough. There's no karis, there's no karis to speak of. So knowing the Shigas lav is what generates a carbon for Shavuot Bitoy. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shavuos Bitoy, first Y line down. She'ochel, I swear I didn't eat, I won't eat, v'lo uchel. She'chalti v'lochalti, these things of eating, not eating, different types of Shavuos, past and present. Chayav, chayvel of carbon. V'ksipe v'nelem, you have to be nelem. Hainu v'shogeg, there has to be a shogeg, that you forgot about the Shavuos when you violated the Shavuos. So I call modem b'shogeg shalom, that what's the shogeg of a Shavuos? De'im nishba shalom ochel, he swore I wouldn't eat, v'ochel ended up eating. Only if you forgot the shua when he ate. The hasha shagaga b'lav shiba. This is he forgot about the lav. It was just shogeg on the lav, not on a karis. It's shogeg on the lav. So here everyone agrees that shiga's lav is sufficient. So who's a kol modim? Says the Gemara. So hakol modim man Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan is the one who says that in this case he'll agree. By the case of Shabbos where there's karis, he says it has to be shiga's karis. Here there's no karis to speak of. So here he agrees that shiga's lav is sufficient to generate a carbon. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, that's obvious. I don't need the Gemara to tell me. I don't need a Bayi to tell me this. This is obvious. Because Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, din that you need Shigas Karis, that's only Hilcha Deika Karis, when Karis is relevant by Hilcha Shabbos. Aval Hacha, with respect to Shuas Bitoy, like a Karis, there's no Karis for violating Shuas Bitoy. So lo, there's no Shigas Karis to speak of. And if there's no Shigas Karis to speak of, what's left is Shigas Lav. So this is an obvious point that we did not need a Bayi to tell us. And the Gemara says, not so fast. It isn't so obvious. Sa'akha da'at dechamina would have thought, hold the chayv carbon, since one's chayv carbon, which is a chidishu. There's a chidish that you're chayv carbon by shvuz bita. Why is that chidish? Because, b'chol tarkula lashchan lav, the ma'isele carbon. We never find a stam lav in the Torah. That's mechayv carbon. A lav sheyeshbo kares is chayv carbon. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, eating chaylev, these things where the lav generates kares. When done b'shogeg, it's chayv achatas. But shvuos bitoy, if violating a b'mezid, there is no karis, and yet there's still a carbon, so this is unique. So maybe this case is very different, and the rule should be different. So the Gemara says, again, chidishud b'chol tarkula lo ashkechan lav. We don't have just a simple lav, the maisi la carbon. V'hacha maisi. But here, you do bring the carbon, even though there's no karis. Maybe here Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if you're shogeg on the carbon, since this carbon works very differently than everywhere else, maybe shigas carbon should be sufficient, not shigas lav. Kamashulah, no, it's the shigas lav here that's relevant, not the shigas carbon. Okay, a little confusing, perhaps requires some chazara. Top of Amud Beis, the Gemara says now, I should just remind everyone, I haven't spoken about this in a while, certainly Zichru, you know, Zichru has gotten, we've now surpassed how far we've gotten in Brachos, past Samar Dalet. I'm telling you, the Zichru thing works incredible, it's not too late to join. You'll remember the Dapim incredibly well, so please try to join the Zichru program. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Samar Tassamud Beis, the very top line. Meisiv asks the Gemara, Ezu shigas shvuas bitoy l'sheavar. What's an example of a shvuas bitoy on that which was done in the past? Shim amar yodei ani shvuasu asura. The guy says, I knew the shvuas asur to violate. Avol ein yodei im chayavim ala carbon alo chayva. So haman. So I wasn't sure about bringing a carbon or not. So this is a question. We see that shigas carbon is enough. So the Gemara says this is against the Abai because the Abai says by shvuas bitoy you need to have shigas lav. Not shigas carbon, but here the Brisa clearly says shigas carbon, by Shavua does mechayev a carbon, is mechayev a carbon. Mar says, Hamani Munbazu. This is Mundus. Munbaz says Shigas carbon works by Hilchos Shabbos. He's also the one who says Shigas carbon works by Shavuos Bitul. We're not talking about Munbaz. Within the Rabbanan, within Rabbi Yochanan, was our discussion. But Munbaz, he always says Shigas carbon is enough of a reason to be Chayv Achatas. Skip the parentheses now. The Gemara says, Vamar Abaye, Hakol Moldim B'Truma. Everyone agrees with respect to Truma. She'ein Chayav Maleh Chomesh Ad She'yishkog B'Lav Sheba. Everybody agrees with respect to Truma that when a person violates Truma, you have to pay back an additional chomesh, a penalty of a chomesh, midiraisa, when there's a shigas lav. So the shiga here is with respect to the lav. So the Gemara says, just look at Rashi first. Rashi around halfway down the narrow lines of Rashi. Hakol modim b'truma. Zar she'achol truma, a non-kohen, a zar, who eats truma b'shogig, accidentally, mishalim chomesh al shikagas, so he has to pay an additional fifth on the shiga. He accidentally eats the Kohen's truma. He paid back the truma itself plus a fifth on top of that. I'm amazed if he ate it on purpose. Ain't most of chomesh. We don't add a chomesh. The chay misa be the shemaim. It's chay misa be the shemaim for doing so. The chesiv umesu bo ki chalu and the samer clay v'chol zar lo yachal kodesh. So here in this case, when it comes to shogeg of eating truma, when a guy is chayva chomesh, so what type of sugar here exists? It's a shig on the lava. He thought it was a chulin and ended up being a chuma. So the Gemara says, who's a kol modim man? Who's agreeing? Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Hilchos Shabbos says you need to have a shigas kareis. But here, he says shigas lava is sufficient. So Gemara says, pshita. That's also obvious. Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan required shigas kareis. That's only heichadika kareis, when there was actually kareis to speak of. Heichad leka karis, when there is no karis, like the case of Truma, there's no karis, it's chiv b'sabid shemaim. That's different than karis. Lo, he doesn't require shigas karis because there's nothing to speak of. There's no karis to speak of here. So shigas lav is therefore sufficient in this context. That's an obvious point. We don't need a bayit to teach me that. The Gemara says it's not so obvious. Mal the same, what would you have thought? Misa b'makom karis omedes? That no, in this case, when there's misa, like truma, the misa stands in the place of karis, and just like shigas karis on Shabbos is necessary, shigas misa is what's necessary for truma. As the Gemara says, v'chi shogeg b'misa namil chayv. When a person shogeg in the misa, he should also be chayv the chomesh by truma. Kamashvlan, that's not the case. When it comes to truma, all you need to have is shigas lav, and not shigas misa. So the Gemara says, comes along, Rava argues on it by. Rava says, not true. He says, Amar, Misa b'makom karis omedes, v'chomesh b'makom karban kai. He thinks that not true. The Misa does take place to the karis, and the chomesh takes place to the carbon, which means that just like by Hilchos Shabbos, shigas carbon doesn't work, so too shigas chomesh doesn't work by Truma. And just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, shigas karis does work to chayv the carbon, so too shigas Misa by Truma does work to chayv a person a carbon. So that's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, whether or not Misa b'makom karis amed. That's just very interesting how that works. We have a number of places in Shas, you know, other type of quasi-Misas. You have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which talks about that Malkos, lashes are b'makom miso medes, and therefore Malkos has certain dinim that are very similar with respect to Misa. And here you have another case, which is not, this is not a big jump. Misa b'di shemayim and karis are very, very similar. But either way, this is Rava who makes that application, and Misa is similar to that of karis. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna, the two dots. So this is a fascinating Gemara right now. There's a lot to talk about here. A lot of Rishonim to talk about here. So Amar Rav Huna, says, Hayam Halich b'midbar, a person's walking in the desert. If any of the Emesai Shabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. He lost count of the days. Mo neshishi yamim u'mshamer yom echad. He should count 6 days and then keep 1 day of Shabbos. Chiyah barav Amar mshamer yom echad. No, he should keep that first day as Shabbos. Mo neshishi and count 6 days. So what's the machlokas, whether you count six and keep Shabbos, or keep Shabbos and then count six? But my kemifagi, what's the machlokas? Mar saver kibriyasa shel olam, mar saver kadam harishon. With respect to the way the world was created, or with respect to the way man, from perspective of Adam Harishon. So with respect to Adam Harishon, he first experienced Shabbos and then he counted 6 days. But with respect to Kadosh Baruch, relative to the way the world was created, there was first six days, and then there was keeping of Shabbos. So according to the Ben Yehoyada explained, that the kudus of machlokas is whether we're embracing Zachar or Shamar. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh, he says, what's Zachar? To go remember how the world was created, which is 6 days first and then Shabbos. Shamor is an emphasis on Shmir Shabbos, is first keep Shabbos and then count the 6 days. That's how the Ben Yoyada says it, whether it's Zachar or Shamor. But according to Pashup Shad, is really, was it from perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu or from the perspective of Adam Harishon? Now, if you take a look at, so most Yishom hold, so what's this Indian of Shabbos? You're keeping, you know, you're making up a Shabbos, you're either keeping one day Shabbos or you're keeping 6 days and then a Shabbos. What's this, is that really a real Shabbos? So the, 1 second here. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Meshamer Yom Echad Umona. Rashi explains here that Chol Yom Shesam El Libo Eino Meshamer, the Shema Asam Lacha. Avayom Hamachas Mishmar. In fact, we could get to that in just a second. But either way, this whole Indian of keeping Shabbos is simply just to remind you of Shabbos exists. It's not really a Shabbos, so you don't forget from it. We'll see a Rashi later on, which sounds very much like this. But it's just like kind of a Zecher Ba'alma. But according to the Rabbaz, Rabbaz has an incredible chiddush. Rabbaz writes in his Tshuvas that just like Yom Tov is Nimsar L'chol Yisrael, so too Shabbos is Nimsar L'chol Echad Yisrael. And normally, when we are, you know, living in a society where the Shabbos has already been established, so then we have to follow the tzibur. But persons in the Midbar, where there's no set Shabbos, we can actually make our own Shabbos. And it's not simply a Zecher Ba'alma, it's a real Shabbos you could create, because ki osi beinu beinechem. I could be keeping Shabbos on a Tuesday in the Midbar, and you could keep it on the Saturday, that's fine. I have, each individual has the right to make their own Shabbos. And this has been used very, very importantly in many areas. A person, you know, goes over the international date line, or goes to areas up north or really south where the sun doesn't ever set or the sun doesn't ever rise depending on the times of the year. So the big question is how to keep Shabbos. So they oftentimes invoke this Radbaz that you could create your own Shabbos if you're in a place where there is no set Shabbos. So this is just very important in terms of halacha lamaisa. If you go weiter back in the Gemara now, again, there's so much more to speak of here, but this is just a tip of the iceberg. So the Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Meisive, Hayam Halach Bederach, a person's traveling along the way, Ve'ina Yodea, Emasai Shabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Mishamar Yomechar L'Shisha, he keeps 1 day to 6 days. My love, Mona Shisha, Mishamar Yomechar, does not mean he keeps Yomechar for the every 6 days he counts, meaning you first count 6 days, and then you keep Shabbos. So this supports one of the opinions above. It supports the opinion of, this was the Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, Mishamar Yomechad, Umona Shisha. It should be read that you keep Shabbos and then you count 6 days. So it could be read either way. Ihach, if that's the case, it should say, Mishamar Yomechad L'Shisha. That's what it says. Mishamar Yomechad Umona Shisha. It should say, not L'Shisha, it should be Mona Shisha, Mibayle. Vod, moreover, Tanya Hayam Halach Nederech Bimidbar. Guy is traveling into the desert somewhere, he doesn't know when he's there, Emasai Shabbos. Doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Mona Shisha, he should count 6 days, Mishamar Yomechad, and keep 1 day. So this is Tiyufta de Bichia bar Rav Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta from a Tanaic statement against Bichia that one should in fact count 6 days, 6 days, and then preserve 1 day of Shabbos in accordance with the perspective of how the world was in fact created. Okay. The Gemara says further that Amar Rava Mikol Yom Yom every single day Oselo Kadei Parnas Haso Bar Mehi Yoma. So every single day you have to do work. You have to do work whatever you can. You make money, you make food, not money, but food. You have to support yourself. But that day, Shabbos, you should just kind of sit and don't do anything. In your Shabbos, you should rest. So that day you should die. He's in the desert. There's nothing to eat. He has to find some food. Moore says, no. The Avid me'asmal shtei parnasos. Erev Shabbos, you should work doubly hard to make sure you have food for Shabbos as well. That's how he suggests. The Dilma me'asmal Shabbos of it. But maybe what you're keeping as Friday was really Shabbos. Now you're working twice on Shabbos. So maybe that's not the best thing to do. Maybe best thing is to do every single day equally, because maybe and then to violate Shabbos double. Because if I'm working for myself, I'm pikuach nefesh, I need to have the food for me, that's okay, pikuach nefesh. If I'm working for myself and for tomorrow also, I'm trying finding food for tomorrow, that's already above in violating Shabbos. Ella kol yom v'yom osel parnasaso afila ha'u yoma. So every single day a person should do what he needs, the bare minimum what he needs to eat to survive, and even on that day that he's preserving a Shabbos, he should do it as well. V'hu yoma b'may min kalei. So that day that he's keeping Shabbos, what makes it unique that Shabbos? He's doing the same amount of work he did the day before. So how do you make it regular Shabbos? Gemara says, b'kedusha v'avdalah. By making kiddush and avdalah. So Rashi says, "B'kedushas of adadasa lezichron ba'alma, simply as a zichron, shehelo sham yom cholak mishar yamim v'lo tishach shabbos b'menu." So there's some distinction, but it's not really shabbos kedushas of adadasa. Sound like maybe you wouldn't say a bracha; you would just be saying some words of vayechulu to remember Shabbos exists, but not really to carry it through. Right, the Ritva says he asks the question: if it's really if it's a suffix Shabbos, you shouldn't be saying brachas here. It's a bracha l'atala. Bracha l'atala is a deraisa, according to number Rishon. L'chokas tos is a ramam, where the bracha l'atala is a deraisa of the rabbanim. So he says, if it's an itza deraisa, how do you say kiddush Abdallah? So he says, you're right. You don't say. You should, according to Rashi, you wouldn't say. It's a zichron ba'alma. Ritva says, no, maybe you would say it. Maybe we hold that bracha l'atala is only an iser midrabanan, and therefore one would be allowed to make, maybe chachamim were makel, that one would be allowed to say the bracha, since the bracha l'atala, according to some, is only an iser midrabanan. And then he says, so those are the two answers. He says, either there's a Kiddush Abdallah without the bracha, or you do say the bracha, because bracha l'atala is only an iser midrabanan. Another interesting thing that comes up, that the Acharon asks, Yaakov Lechok asks the question, that, what about tefillin? He has tefillin with him. Does he wear tefillin on the day of Shabbos or not? So he says, it's a, one hand, there's a suffix device of fulfilling the mitzvah, so you should be the chumrah, but at the same time, there's an iser to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So should you wear Shabbos? Should you wear or not? Should you not wear? So he says, firstly, muksa, tefillin is only muksa. Muksa is only midirbanan. So that's not a problem of carrying the tefillin. Certainly that's okay. And even with respect to wearing tefillin on Shabbos, there's a machlokas. We discussed this by the Shagas Aryeh a couple days ago, maybe last week it was or so. If a person wears tefillin on Shabbos, whether that's an iser or whether that's simply a iser aseh. So he said, depending on the source. One pasuk said that was based on miyamim yamima, certain days we wear, not other days, and that's not an iser. That's simply just a violation of a lava. The other pasuk says, I forget the pasuk exactly about the lashon of shmira. It said about shmartem, you have to preserve it, which would indicate that there's an iser to wear. So since it's a machlokas, whether wearing tefillin on Shabbos is an iser or just a bitul aseh, and tefillin's only muksa, he recommends, as does the Be'er Halacha, that one should wear tefillin every single day. This comes up also, actually, an interesting din when people keep Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a big discussion, Ben Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, so the practice is that he keeps, for the most part, keeps Yom Tov Sheni. But there are some, you know, how much does he keep? Does he keep half a Yom Tov, they call it? Well, how much does he keep? So some poskim say that Yom Tov Sheni, he should wear tefillin. He should wear tefillin b'tzina. Even though he's on the outside keeping Yom Tov, he's not doing any malacha, and he's davening everything Yom Tov, but because it's a suffix to wear tefillin, it's a mitzvah deraisa, one should wear tefillin because there really is no iser involved. So again, these are just a tip of the iceberg, but there's so much to be said here, even though the case of walking the midbar may not be so relevant, but this is used when traveling to the places past the international dateline or other places where, again, the sun doesn't set or the sun does not rise. Gemara now says that we are inside. I want Tosis to learn before we go right there. The Tosis in the bottom of Samech Tesman Beis, Osa Ktei Parnas Haso. He has to only do what he, the bare minimum to making it through that day. Aval Lahalich, to travel, Yochel Koma Shiyirtsa. He's allowed to travel as far as he wants, Rak, the Yom Mishmar, except for the day he's keeping a Shabbos. He's not able to walk every day after the choshes that maybe it's, you know, Shabbos. Just like we said, you only make the parnasa for that day because it might be Shabbos. So maybe you should only walk, you know, within the tchum. So that would be impossible because he'll never make it out. So then he's allowed to walk every single day. 6 days he can walk as far as he wants. Shabbos, what he's keeping at Shabbos, that's where he should preserve it. Inami Tosa says, Afil b'yom shemeshami. Even the day he's keeping at Shabbos, holach he should go. Kimoshi wrote, so he should travel as much as he wants. V'hasha lo minkar elo b'kiddusha. And even though he's traveling, it's not recognizable in terms of his traveling, but it is recognizable in terms of Kiddush Avdallah, that today is the day he's preserving his Shabbos. Gemara now says, we are four narrow lines up. Gemara says, Amar Rava imhaya makir miktis hayom, shiyatzebo, osam lacha koyam kula. Let's say he's aware that he knew that the day he left today was 7 days from when he had left. He knew which days were valid, not Shabbos, based on when he had left. So then he's able to say that day he could work without any hesitation as much as he needs. Pshit, of course. So Mao, the same, what would you have thought otherwise? Came in the Shabbos, lo nafik, bimala Shabbos. Since people don't travel on Shabbos, bimala Shabbos, and nami lo nafik, people also don't travel on Erev Shabbos, nami lo nafik, v'hai inami b'chamishu b'Shabbos nafik. So this guy must have traveled on a Thursday, nafik, l'shari lei l'meved m'lacha treyame. He should be able to work on both Thursday and Friday. Because if he knew which day he certainly traveled on, he left, so then that day plus the day afterwards. Because no one travels on Friday, people travel on Thursdays. Thursdays and Fridays should be permitted 2 days in a row. Kamash Milan, where it says, Zimnin de Mishkach Shirasa, Umikav Nafak. Sometimes he happens to chance upon a caravan that's leaving an Erev Shabbos and he'll take a ride. So there are possibilities of him traveling on Friday, and therefore only that day that he left on may he do Mulacha, but not the day afterward. Gemara then says, Hayodei Iker Shabbos. Person knew about Iker Shabbos. So, how do you know these words? So this is which case in the Mishnah? This is the case in the Mishnah. He knew it was Shabbos, but he did many melachos. He's chayv on each Shabbos separately. So, Menachem Mili, how do you know that you're chayv a chadas on every single Shabbos? So, Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua Trei Kroy, Ksiv, it says, Tu Psukim, Shambu B'nei Yisrael, Sa Shabbos, Uksiv, that's Shabbosai Tishmoru, that you keep Shabbos, and many Shabboses you should keep. Okay, so how does that work? The Shambu B'nei Yisrael, Sa Shabbos, Shmir Achas, the Shabbos is Harbei. You keep one shmir for many Shabbos, that's Shabbos outside Tishmor, Shmir Achas, the whole Shabbos of Shabbos, and each Shabbos deserves its own shmir. So we see, since each Shabbos deserves its own shmir, so violating each Shabbos would warrant a separate carbon. So Maskevla Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Adrabba, Ipcha Mestavra, the opposite makes the most sense. Veshamu B'nei Yisrael, the Shabbos, Shmir Achas, the whole Shabbos of Shabbos, there should only be one shmir, that should keep all Shabbos as one. The Shabbos Osai Tishmoru Shmir Achas, the Shabbos Os Harbei, they say the opposite makes more sense, and seems like there is no real drasha from this particular pasuk. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi is the last Rashi in the page, Ipcha Mestavra, Veshamu B'nei Yisrael, the Shabbos, Mashma, Shmir Achas, the Shabbos Achas, there's one Shabbos, one shmir per Shabbos. The Eshabsosai Tishmoru Be Shabbosos Veina Muzer Ela Al Shmir Achas. Ubein Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Pliga El Bashmausa. They both agree that if a guy was unaware of Shabbos, there's only one Chatas. If a guy knew about Shabbos, he's Chayv on each Shabbos separately. They're only arguing about how to learn the drashas here, but they both agree the bottom line of what the halacha would be. Okay, we will stop here, and Mir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day.